Karen Pogue of the Yakima Fruit Market heard I was on the lookout for ghost stories, and she's got one. But first off, what's happening at the Yakima Fruit Market these days?
It is pumpkin season, new crop apple season, and no, we don't have any of those salmonella onions from Mexico. And it's, you know, local onion season from June on. That's what we have, local onions.
There you go. Awesome. Well, you said you had a ghost story.
I do. So I tried to find the photograph that accompanies it, and in my 10 million pictures, I haven't found it yet. But my girlfriends and I are stupid about looking for beach glass, and we researched that Fort Bragg, California, was the mecca for beach glass because people used to drive their car to the cliff on the beach and then just throw all their garbage over the cliff onto the beach for many decades. And now all that's left are beautiful beaches that just glitter with, you know, tiny gem-like pieces of beach glass. So we decided we would go down there one November, and we drove all the way down to Coos Bay. That was our first night. Stopped, got a motel, and looked around for where to go to dinner. Found a restaurant that was on the water and decided we'd go there. So we did. Lovely old rustic repurposed factory. I think it was a cement factory. And when we went in, the hostess said, "Do you want to eat downstairs or upstairs?" And we said, "Well, upstairs, of course, because we think we could see the water better, even though it was pitch black then." So my girlfriends, I say, "You guys go ahead. I need to hobble up the stairs because of my stupid knees. So I'm bringing up the rear." And about halfway up these dreadful, steep, unsafe stairs, I realize someone's feeling me up from behind, and they're running their hands from, like, the back of my knees up to my shoulders, and I stop and turn around, and there's no one there, and there's no one at the bottom of the stairs, and my friends are up at the top of the stairs, and I never went up bad stairs so fast in my life, and got up to the top and said to the hostess, "Is this place known to be haunted?" I could hardly even, you know, stammer out the words. I said, "It's so weird." And she said, "Oh, yes, that's Fred. Ha, 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 ha." And then nobody else who worked at the restaurant really wanted to discuss it.
Wow. Did you find out anything more about Fred?
Well, the bartender reluctantly said, "Yes, we've been told that Fred was an employee of the cement factory and that he fell to his death." So that's all we know.
Was there a second date?
No. No, there wasn't. And that has been my first and only, you know, hands-on encounter, if you will.
Literally.
Yeah, with ghosts.
Oh, my gosh. So if you have one of those ghost stories you would like to share, send me an email, tim.hunter@krko.com, and we'll get your spooky tale on the radio. But we won't talk like that, I promise.
He's dysfunctional in a fun kind of way. Tim Hunter on KRKO.